Someone who has had a major impact on the San Francisco Giants joins us on our hotline. It is the first baseman, Brandon Belt of the Giants.
Right on. Right on.
All right. Hey, Brandon, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. I'm sure you heard the ovation that you got out here at the Public House. People just cannot wait for this series to get going. How about you? How do you feel?
Oh, I definitely can't wait. You know, it's one of those things the past couple of days we've just been waiting to see who we're going to play, and now that we know, we're ready to get started.
What was the vibe like on the airplane coming back? You didn't know if you're going to Washington. You didn't know if you're coming home. What was it like sitting on the plane waiting?
You know, it was pretty crazy. Yeah, we had everything all mapped out. The flight plan was going to Washington. You know, we're sitting around the iPad watching the game, and 10 minutes later, next thing you know, we're coming back home to San Francisco where we want to be. So we were extremely excited. I'm ready to get back home and play in front of our home crowd, and we're just excited to get ready to go.
All right, tell me a little bit about Lance Lynn, who you're going to face tonight. And, you know, he's a right-hander, and I look on my sheet, I said, Brandon Belt, 2-for-3 against Lance Lynn here. Mm-hmm. What do we expect you and Lance Lynn? What's he going to throw you?
You know, he's got a real good fastball. He's got a lot of movement on it, and he throws hard. So it's just one of those things I think you're going to have to just stay on it as long as possible. You know, he likes to get people to pull off of it and get ground balls. So if we can just stay on it as long as we can, go up there with an approach, you know, we're going to be fine. He also got a pretty good curveball, so you got to be aware of that. But overall, he's kind of still on the fastball. He likes to pound that in there and hopefully put some good wood on it.
All right, Brandon Belt with us. You made a catch.
Oof.
Let me tell you something. In the Cincinnati series, and, you know, everyone says, oh, young players have butterflies. You made a catch and then did a swan dive into the camera well. Take us through that one and what was going through your mind, not only as you catch the ball, but then where you're going. You know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, you know, that when he hit that at first, I was thinking it was going to be a pretty routine play. It was still kind of over in foul territory on the playing field, and usually the ball gets pushed back towards the playing field. Well, on this particular night, it didn't, and it kept on drifting over towards the stands. So, you know, I just tried to stay with it as long as possible. I kind of looked down to see where the rail was. So I had a pretty good idea of what I was going to have to do. You know, and so I kind of leaned over as much as I could. And I really, honestly, I wanted to try to stay on, keep my feet on the ground if I could, but I just had too much momentum. I just went flipping over the rail. And, you know, as you're going down, it's a lot further than you realize. So I was thinking that was the end. You know, something was going to happen. I was going to break my back or something, but it was pretty good. I landed fairly softly considering the circumstances, so it was just exciting. I'm glad I could do that for Maddie.
Yeah, good, Brandon. Brandon, Patrick Connor here. Glad to have you join us here telephonically. We're at the Public House patio, and for Giants fans, if something like that happens today, catch him. Catch him, right? So, hey, listen, Brandon, I know me and Marty were just talking about how athletes kind of get over things really quick, and that defines the professional athlete. But on July 22nd in Philadelphia, you had a tough day, and your batting average overall was .231. Could you ever see how you turned the season around? In your wildest dreams, did you see the season turning out the way it did, and how did you keep the faith in your own skills?
You know, I didn't know if I necessarily saw it, but I knew I could do it. You know, I've done this many times before. I've had plenty of times where I've had to go up to a higher level than what I was used to playing, and I struggled. I struggled a lot. I've come back from it every single time, and I knew this time didn't have to be any different than those other times. So I think my main goal after that series in Philadelphia was, my mindset was just to battle your butt off, do whatever you can to help your team get into the playoffs, because that's what we were facing. You know, we were facing a stretch at the end of the season where we had a good chance of going to the playoffs, so everybody played well together. And so that was pretty much my mindset, just battle your butt off no matter what happens. If you have a bad game, who cares? Go out there and do it. You know, do better the next game. And I think that mindset really helped me kind of finish off the season and helped me play well towards the end of the year.
Yeah, but, you know, Brandon, I tell people we haven't seen the best yet of you. I think you're just scratching the surface on what you're going to do as a Giant. Only your second season, really, and your first full season in the big leagues. It seems like I've known you about 5 years, but truthfully, it's only been about a year and a half.
Yeah.
I know it, yeah. And, you know, I think that's something that I got to realize, too. You know, we, as players, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves sometimes when we're, you know, harsh critics of ourselves. And, you know, sometimes you got to step back and realize that, hey, it's a learning process, and you're going to get it. You always have. You know how to put the bat on the ball. You just got to stick with it, and it'll eventually come around.
You know, you're a Texas guy, too, and we talk about Hunter Pence and the speech he made. What did you think when your buddy Hunter Pence got up there and gave one of those North Dallas 40 Friday Night Light speech?
You know, I mean, the word that comes to mind is just awesome. I mean, even coming from Texas and you know, being the son of a football coach, you know, I've never really heard a speech like that before, and it was just so, like, it was filled with emotion. It was so genuine. And I think that's what really got the players going, is just knowing that was really heartfelt. And it just gave us the spark we needed to kind of get through that game three and kind of move on to win the series.
Well, now he's got to do it every game, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's got to do it before every game three, or he might have to do it tonight. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
All right, this is good. And I know you got to get ready for the game. And just a thought for you, down 0-2 to Cincinnati, you're getting on that plane to go play the Reds. What went through your mind at that point?
You know, I think it was just, we were thinking, you know what, this is going to be tough. It's going to be tough, and I don't think any other National League team has done it so far. But if anybody can do it, we knew that we could, because we have a lot of determination and we have a lot of heart. And like I said before, you know, it sounds kind of cheesy, you know, throwing the heart thing out there, but it really does make a difference. And we love playing for each other. We love playing with each other. And I think that's what gave us that drive and determination to win that series.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know, the funny thing, and I said this to the fans today, and you know, we call the NLCS and all this different initials and alphabet stuff, but you got a chance to win the pennant, and you got a chance to go to the World Series, and you only got one more series to take care of. How about that?
I know it. I think we won three games, and we got to win eight more to win this thing. So that's what we're focused on right now, just going out there and winning. And as the cliche goes, just taking it one game at a time, because if we can do that, you know, it's a lot more manageable for us, and I think we got a good chance of doing it.
All right. Have a great night tonight, and I appreciate you taking the time, and I know the fans. Fans, Brandon Belt.
Give it up. Give it up.
Brandon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brandon.
I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day. All right. Very nice. Thanks for Brandon Belt.
That's cool.
Nice man, huh?
That's cool. That's cool.